Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Yeah! Look at that. First time all year.
Come on.
Your walk-off. It's a what? Walk-off Wednesday here on Ben and Woods. Just look at that. That's the radio man in me. Always got to jam stuff together. Good morning, everybody. Oh, you guys feel better out there? Yeah, I'm sending the wolf. Oh, you sending the wolf? Oh, you feel better, MF-er? Fernando Tatis Jr. is the wolf.
That's all you had to say.
That's all you had to say. Hey, I'm 20 minutes away. I'll be there in 10. All right? That's Fernando Tatis Jr. right there. Winston Wolf himself. Saved our ass last night. Saved me in a massive amount of anxiety. It's just one of those things where you're laying there. You go, you bastards. Don't do this to us again. Do not do this to us. I do not want to go in and talk about another mismanaged bullpen or another bullpen meltdown. We can still talk about all that because I do think it's very relevant. But man, that felt good last night. What an epic win for the boys at home. And it was great. It was great. Great to be here with you guys this morning. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He is the executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
How did your basketball game go last night?
Don't look now.
Uh-oh.
But the Tier 1s are on a 4-game winning streak.
Crazy because the Tier 1 baseball team is on a 4-game losing streak. So maybe I'm the problem.
excuse me. That was a good one. Good one last night.
How many buckets?
I think I had like 8 points.
All right, I'll take it.
But we played a good team. They'll probably make the playoffs. They should be one of the better teams in the league. And we jumped out to a 9-2 lead, never trailed. It was a good one. Yeah, those were fun.
Did you get chippy?
It was not chippy. No,
just
it was
a
good
fun,
one.
Solid game.
Yeah. You know, I was trying to, like, basketball, unless you've played it a lot and you have that experience, like when basketball is moving, when you're just, it's like a ballet almost,
sure,
on the court, when you're cutting and it's wide open and you're exposing the zone defense, mm-hmm, and stuff, it's so much fun. And like, we just had it going last night. It was a good time.
I coached your team for one game a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything ballet like during the game, but that's my recollection.
That's fair.
Maybe I'm just
lots happened in the last
maybe
2 years.
Maybe I'm just a bad coach.
They've
I'm
improved.
Sorry.
Yeah. They've improved dramatically, maybe since then. So that's good. Paulie had basketball. Are you able to come hit with me today or no?
I'm good.
Oh, yes. We're going to go hit. That's maybe I shouldn't say. But with our buddy, baseball Nick, he works at a school. And he said, no, I can bring you guys in. I'm like, he goes, park here. And then I'll escort you guys in because it's a school. And
right.
I'm like, so we're going to be going.
Like legal regulations about who's allowed on school property,
right,
during the day.
Paulie and I will be escorted in.
By the end of the day, you're going to be registered on some list you don't want to be on.
I'm not going to have sex. I'm not going to have sex
I'm
or touch them
they,
against
they're
their
very
will.
Very suspicious of people who try to get on school campus.
I'm just trying to hit in the cage.
I know.
And this is a cage. But again, just to reiterate, I won't be touching anyone inappropriately, making any inappropriate comments to underage girls, or having sex with any underage women today, as I just want to go hit.
Wow, this got weird.
It got weird. It always
gets
weird.
You know what? I'm not
going
to hit anymore. I'm good.
Okay, I think I'll pass as well. If we could just go down to Boomers. Where's that place right down the thing?
Stadium.
Stadium. And they have a... We can hit those yellow rubber
balls.
P.
Rose did it. He might be headed to the Hall of Fame. So.
Oh, my God. He's on one this morning. And the guy that you hear, the deviant mind is Ben Higgins, your friend. I guess I would say your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Your creepy neighborhood sports anchor. How was your anchoring last night?
I'm starting tonight. I'm anchoring tonight,
tomorrow,
and Friday. So that's why I actually came in comfy clothes today, because I get to go home for a couple of hours.
Nice.
And then change into the suit and get the full anchor experience tonight. No, I got to have a normal day. I went to San Diego State, actually, yesterday.
Oh, weird.
Went to their softball team's practice. They're going to the NCAA tournament this weekend.
Okay.
Talked to their coach, Stacey Neuvman-Denise, and a couple of the players. They won the Mountain West tournament over the weekend. That ball, my goodness gracious. I've seen softball. I know they throw it hard. But when you stand up really close, you go, and they're so close to home plate when they're pitching.
It's
like, how do they make contact at all with these softballs? It's really incredible.
It is such elite timing that they have. The timing of it is so elite.
They have to like start swinging before the pitcher is even like released,
it's
and then decide if they want to keep going.
Somebody, it's funny you mentioned that, because I saw on Twitter maybe last week, they said, you know, the difference in baseball players and softball players, and they were talking about the load, like getting load, getting your foot down, getting ready to hit. They did a side by side, and you're like, oh my God. I wouldn't touch a pitch. I there's just no way. My hands are slow, my reaction time is slow. These girls are beyond incredible.
And they are. I'm watching batting practice, and they've got at least half a dozen girls who are launching the ball out of the stadium at San Diego State.
So cool.
I parked my car out there. I was kind of worried about it. Like, okay, that's next time, mental note, do not park your car in the outfield when they're taking batting practice. But wishing them good luck this weekend. Very briefly saw our friend right at the end of practice. He showed up to talk to the coach. J.D. Wicker
JD!
Was there.
How's he doing?
He looked fine. I didn't really get a chance to chat with him. I apologize, J.D., that I didn't stick around. I had to shoot my stand-up and then get back and get the package turned really quickly for the 6 o'clock news last night. And he went off with Coach Neuvman-Denise to, discuss strategy or something for the
I doubt
NCAA
very much
tournament.
That he was
I'm not sure.
Strategy.
It looked like a businessy meeting or just wish.
So here's who I'm thinking in the lead-off.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to run more. You're just going to run more. I doubt very much. The AD. In fact, if the AD was in there discussing strategy, I'd quit my job. It's like Adam coming in here. Hey, what do we got planned today?
It's probably just offering some moral support.
Yeah. How's everybody feeling?
Yeah.
How we doing? That's cool. So that was your story yesterday.
Yeah.
And today, the next three nights, you'll be anchoring on Channel 10.
Correct.
Try to get in... an incorporator word or something.
Ooh.
No, you really can't on the news.
It's tough. It's
you'd
pretty
have to write
regimented.
It into the script.
Yeah, I'd have to really like find a story where I might want to write it in, and I can't really ad lib a lot.
I didn't see any people. Usually Jesse, when he does it, people will tweet about it. I didn't see any tweets. So I don't even know that he did it. Did you get an update?
Did.
Okay, he did do it.
Yes.
Okay, good.
It was like the eighth inning.
Ooh.
Late.
Ooh. Boy, when he waits. When he waits, that always makes me nervous. So.
Dicey part of the game there, too.
Yeah, very dicey part of the game, indeed. That eighth inning was really something. We'll talk about that, certainly. Pretty low-key day for me. I went to the gym after here, and I hit a new record. And I was just thinking, I was like, I don't really want to talk about it. I said, well, Ben talked about his 1,000th Peloton ride, which is a big deal. And I'm... Now, I think there's going to be people that hear this and snicker. That's why I didn't do it. I think objectively, anytime you can go on 1,000 Peloton rides, that's a pretty big deal. That's a lot of Pelotoning. I did something that I think many, many people can do, but I was very proud of it. Does that
it's
make sense?
It's still worth a victory
it's
lap.
It's worth a victory lap a little bit.
I will say.
Because it was a personal goal.
If you didn't bring it up now, Polly and I had already discussed.
Oh, you sweet angel.
It was going to be doo-doo this.
Oh, it was doo-doo this.
It was
going
to be doo-doo this.
Because it made me cry, dude. I went, you know, I started going to this trainer, Brent, at the beginning of the year. And boy, he actually DM'd me over the holidays. And he's like, I heard you talking, bro. I always hear you're down on yourself. Come in and work out with me. And I've had that offer before, and I was like, all right, fine, I'll do it. And I went once. I hated it. And then I went again. I hated it. And then I went again. I hated it. And then I hated it and hated it. And then about the seventh or eighth time I went, I go, God dang, I feel pretty good. I'm in a pretty good mood. And then about 12 times, I go, do I see a little, is there a little hint of
definition?
Is there a little, there's a little something. And I go, okay. Honestly, it's the first time in my whole life. And I've had my health and fitness, you know, things over the years. I've worked out with trainers before. But it's the first time in my life that I ever saw results. And I went, like, ever. I would, my buddy Tom, who I love, had me doing all this weird stuff. And I felt better for sure, but I never looked and said, oh, that's a muscle. Like, you have a muscle there. Your boobs aren't boobing like they used to boob. They're kind of firm. This is weird. And so I went to him, and I kept going back, and I keep going back. And he goes, what's your goal? And I go, it's very vain. It's very selfish. I said, but I've always wanted to be able to bench press 225, which is the NFL combine weight. That's the one that, like, oh, all
that's
right,
the reps. That's what they, how many reps do you get at 225?
It's, okay. It's a 45, 245s on each side. So, right, I 145 on each, no problem. So I said, I want to be able to do 225. So we've been steadily building towards it. Now, I didn't hit my 225 yet, but I did join the 200 club yesterday, 205, which is a 45 and a 35 on each, plus the 45-pound bar. So, and by the way, it was a clean, like, he helped me get it off, and then he put his hands away, and I went, and got one, and I was like, and I felt really happy, and I was really smiling ear to ear. He goes, it's 200 club, dude. That's a big deal. So I felt pretty good. I felt pretty good. But now, you know, 225 on the horizon. Woo! I'm excited.
I mean, you've jumped up pretty quickly in the last few weeks.
I have. I was like at 195 and 185 and...
Now, I will say to Brent, obviously you've changed Woods' life a little bit here over these last few months. Woods, at least as far as I have experienced, thinks you're very mean sometimes.
Oh, he's it's not mean. That's the wrong word.
All right.
He's
the way you described it, I felt like mean might be the right word.
He's unrelenting. You look at him sometimes and you go,
unaccommodating.
Yes. And you'll say, like, you'll give him, because I'll never be like, hey, dude, I'm done. Right. I'll never quit. But I'll be like, dude, are you? He's like, all right, let's go get those out. And I'm like, are you serious? So he's like, yeah, man, you got to do it. You got to do it. So he's been doing really, really good. Really, really good. Keegan says gains are built in the kitchen. Got to eat healthy. I've been eating incredibly healthier, so much healthier, and have now turned into, it's such a good transition, I've turned into the dictator at home.
Oh, no. Hold that thought.
Yeah.
And we will get into your dictatorial reign at Casa de Woods after a check of traffic here. Remember, we're not going anywhere on 97.3 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
I'll just admit that in my tenure as a husband and parent, I have been more a facilitator in my role.
Yes.
So tell me how it's going as a dictator at your home.
Well, I mean, it's not going well. Typically, dictators are very successful, right?
They're
very
till they're not.
Till they're not.
Till they're overthrown.
Till they're overthrown.
And, usually executed.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. We have that well, you know, you got two little kids, and you say, I've now said for, I'm not joking, this is not Woods embellishing a story, I've now said for 77 nights in a row to my wife, in front of my kids, I can't effing do this anymore with him, with my four-year-old, Taylor. Refuses to eat, doesn't eat, pounds the table. I mean, he's a big boy now. He can speak in full sentences, everybody understands what he says, and needs, I don't want that! And slams the thing, meat goes flying up in the air, vegetables go, you know, 77 nights in a row of, I can't effing do this anymore. I cannot effing do this every night, right? Because I usually make the food, get it in there, and you know, put the plate together for him. And Bo has been so good, he just pounds through it, whines a little bit because they're kids.
Why is the food so, such a struggle to eat?
Are you
not putting the right seasoning on
no,
it?
No, so one night it will be eaten. The next night it's, what is this? This looks gross. That's the same thing you had two nights ago. It's your favorite meal. It just looks maybe a little different. Different meat. You know what I mean? Like it's some same meat, but different brand. And they get so picky.
You're saying your 4 and 7-year-old are unpredictably inconsistent.
Massively.
Interesting.
Massively.
At that age.
Right. Exactly. But again, Dad, I really like this. Will you make it for me? Yes. You make it. Not like that. I don't want it like
no.
that. You just said. It's just how I made it. So anyway, last night, same thing. Taylor slams his fist down. I look at Hannah. I go, I can't do this anymore. She goes, well, my friend sent me this article about how you're just supposed to put the food there. And if they want to eat it, they'll eat it. And I go, you know what? I go, it didn't used to work this way. And rarely do I get on the, you know, back in my day. I said, but honestly, back in my day, do you remember like your parents? You guys remember your parents like almost force feeding you? Being like, hey, man, you're going to sit down at this table and you're going to eat because that's what this time is for. I'm learning, trying to learn. You know, we do things different. Not everything was better back in the day, as we know. Didn't have car seats back in the day. I think car seats are a massive improvement. But she's like, no, you just leave the bowl and walk away. And if he's hungry, he'll eat. And I go, but then my child isn't eating. And that's not good. If he decides not to eat, my 4-year-old who's growing doesn't get a meal. And then later we'll sneak out of bed, come in here and start sucking down granola bars. So we had this, not argument, but it was a discussion. And I said, no, I'm of the opinion we should all be sitting down at the table and we should all be eating. You just eat. Like, you just stop freaking out about it and just get it down and move on with it. But apparently that is the new way to do it. You just make your kids food and you leave it. And if they're hungry, they'll eat it. And I just don't agree. I want to be a little, I guess meaner about it. Like, no, sit down, eat your dinner. That's not a discussion. We're not debating. Meals are not something we're going to debate in here as a family.
I do think that you want to be careful because you don't, at least you don't want to always make your kids sit there and clean their plate every
it's
time.
It's not even, I have okay. never said clean your okay. plate. Just eat your meal and what you can't finish or actually don't want, leave. But eat your protein, eat your fruit. You know, try to eat a couple veggies for your old.
Because that's actually very healthy. I was a decent eater. I don't remember a lot of battles about food. I just didn't like food touching food. Like it had to be
that's right
segmented
that's
on different parts of the plate.
That's right.
No cross contamination.
I can
of
see
the plate.
You. I get Bo's like that. Yeah. I can see you losing your mind if like
a pea
got in the mac and cheese or something. Oh, you're like. Yeah. Oh!
But otherwise, I was a pretty good eater. But I don't know. It was always kind of expectation. You finish your plate. I don't think my parents ever like demanded it happened. I just felt responsibility to always finish your plate. And now I still do. And it's not the healthiest thing, but it's in front of me. I generally finish it and eat it every time.
Purple says Ben is a food segregation.
I was. Now I will put everything.
Now do not cross the Mason-Dixon line. Of my plate.
Mix it all up. Hot, cold, you know, anything can go in a bowl at this point. But when I was a kid, yeah, it was strict food segregation.
Wesley says that works. Woods, don't be such a boomer. Buddy, I'm sitting here telling you, it doesn't work. He's not eating dinner. I would rather him hate me and still get a healthy, balanced meal than not eat dinner. Well, I want him to eat.
He's not going to starve to death if he doesn't eat. Now, you can't be letting him go then sneak granola bars instead, but
it's so gnarly,
you need a lock on the pantry and the fridge that they can't get into.
Well, we've had this conversation before that at one point, you know, the my freak out maybe 6 months, a year ago, remember my bit was, this isn't a diner. I'm not making four separate meals for you lunatics. I'm not a short order cook. I'm going to make the dinner. It's going to be nutritious, healthy. I'm going to put it on the plate. Eat what you can, but do something. But now Hannah's like, no, just leave the bowl. And I'm like, I don't want to leave the bowl. I also don't want to hold him down and force feed ground beef into his mouth. But I'm getting to that point where I'm like, I feel like I need to be sneaking in the middle of the night and giving him drops of nutrients in his mouth so that he gets some nutrients in his life.
He said back in my day type of mindset. And I don't typically like that because, look, the way the world has evolved and humans have evolved, things are better now than they were back in our day.
And parenting, I don't want to say parents care more now, but parents are more cognizant.
We have more information.
There's more information.
We know more. But can we all agree? I think with young kids, with your children your age, I don't think the old school mentality of, hey, this is what we're having for dinner. If you don't want to eat, I guess that's a decision you're going to have to make.
Yes.
But this is the next food that you eat is going to be this meal.
Correct.
Whether it's in the morning, like it's breakfast.
So I don't do the stay there until you finish.
Right.
At this point, I'm happy with a bite of meat, a bite of veggies, and a grape. I don't ask for a lot. I'm not asking him to finish. Dad made you some, you know, dad's lifting weights now. I made liver for everyone. Like, no, I'm not doing that. It's stuff that he likes. It's just, bro, it is so frustrating. And every night, the panic starts for me at about 4:15. When I start looking around, I go, I got to start cooking. Oh, God. Because you know he's going to walk in, or the other one's going to walk in. What are you making? X. It's just so defeating. Yeah, they own my ass.
It's funny because, you know, the parental pressure never seems to work. I told you I had one who wouldn't eat a vegetable. It was butter noodles and chicken nuggets, and really that was his diet for several years. But what changes it is actually it's peer pressure, and then, boy, when they get a girlfriend and she eats different things and they feel like they have to start trying different stuff, changes the world completely for
now,
them.
No, I think I'd be more
into Mediterranean food all of a sudden.
Exactly.
I really would be concerned if my 4-year-old brought home a girlfriend and was like, well, she likes Indian food,
I
Dad.
I wouldn't be that surprised if Taylor brought home one at this point.
I wouldn't either. Yeah. He's probably going to make me a grandfather.
Dad, I'm really into Euros now. If you could just make one of those for us.
I want to say, like, he's pretend that be as into healthy food as you are into girls. That's what I want to tell him. But, bro, he's such a light, though. I mean, he's such a funny, cuddly, sweet light. But I'm like, buddy, at your dinner, you're going to kill your old man. I was, like, monitoring my heart rate, like, at dinner for the last week. And it goes from about 4 to 6. It spikes because I just get so anxious about it, dude. But, yeah, man, I'm not asking him to clear the plate. I'm not asking him to sit there and I'm just saying, buddy, when I put the plate down and we sit down as a family for dinner, I just need you to eat. And if you don't like the meat, fine, eat the veggies, eat the grape, you know, eat a couple grapes. But he's killing me. He's killing your boy right now.
I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. You have no advice for me.
I gave it to you. Yeah, you just, like Paulie said.
What do you think? Should I leave it or should I be a jerk about it?
No, I'd say just leave it. If they eat it, they want to eat it. Don't give them other options.
All right.
That's the option. All right, we need to obviously get into the Padres last night. The walk-off win, another bullpen meltdown, though, a lead loss. There's a reason for celebration, but still reason for concern. Our Padres wrap-up, finally back to the winning side, coming
God.
Up in our next segment. It's also a Big League Wednesday, and we got a double dose of Big League Wednesday. The Scan Man is going to join us at 7:35 this morning. Padres dugout reporter Bob Scanlon is going to be with us. And, I know he got a new job, but he is still going to check in. The hitting coach for the Texas Rangers and still, I believe, Odyssey podcaster Brett Boone is going to be with us at 8:35 this morning on the program.
He was texted Paul. He said, "Hey, bro, just so you know, I haven't been watching many Padre games." I'm like, "You're a professional hitting coach. We don't care about your Padres analysis. I want to know what's up with the Texas Rangers and what's it like walking in there as a hitting coach."
Padres analysis. What a game last night. Hey, man, this Fernando Tatis Jr.
He's really something.
Man, he's looking like this could be an MVP caliber year.
Man, he's hitting the ball hard. That's it.
I asked him about the Pete Rose story. His dad played with Pete, right? So
he's answered. I don't want to talk.
You don't want to talk about it?
He had Pete Rose on. It's a big story. I don't want to talk about it, but I want to, like, we have a chance to talk to a big league hitting coach that, by the way, just got the job and had no idea at the beginning of the year he would even be considered as a hitting coach. I think that's fascinating.
Got all the walk-off calls coming up next. Glad to have you with us on a Wednesday morning, Tier 1s. It's Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
But first, listen, I don't have it all figured out at home, certainly, but few of us do. But I do have it figured out with Underdog, always having a great time playing daily fantasy with Underdog, one of the leading sports apps out there. A lot of people winning some money. For me, I just like having fun. I like, sometimes it lets me do daily fantasy with sports I don't normally watch. And, you know, right now they're doing the NBA playoffs and it's kicking off. The WNBA is starting right now. Underdog, again, one of the best places to make picks during the basketball playoffs. Just choose whether players will go higher or lower on points, assists, rebounds, things like that. Total layup, guys. Once you feel good, you can play with as little as a dollar. So if you get everything right, you could win up to 1,000 times your money. Very, very fun. Very simple to do. Download the Underdog app. Sign up with promo code Woods to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash. When you make your first deposit, that's promo code Woods. Must be 18 and over, 19 and over in Alabama, Nebraska, 19 and over in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Massachusetts and Arizona. Present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342. In New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
It was an interesting game last night. I can't say. I mean, there were some games that the Padres played this season that I felt they lost, but played really well.
No question.
I think the Angels may have deserved to win that one last night, and somehow the Padres found a way to get the victory.
Yeah.
Obviously with the walk-off home run, but just kind of stealing runs here and there to stay in it until they had a chance to win it at the end of the game.
Yeah, man, we talk a lot, and last year I think it was a really consistent message from the skipper, Mike Schilt. He said, look, you're not going to win them all, right? But getting yourself in positions to win ball games late is really what our goal is. And that always resonated with me. It did. And you know, there's missed opportunities along the way. In every inning, there's a missed opportunity. But you look and you say, hey, man, were we in that game in the eighth? We were. I know it's if you lose that game, it's not something anybody's going to want to hear this morning. It's not even something I want to say, right? Oh, we were in it. We were in it. Had a chance, you know, a couple batters away. I get why he has to do it from a manager's perspective, and I get why players need to think like that. Being in a ball game is important. You still have a chance to win. That's kind of why you go to the yard every single day. But last night, you're right, man. There are things that have to be cleaned up. There are things that have to be addressed. Fernando Tatis Jr. hitting that ball out of the yard was like a magical salve, though. I mean, just, oh, man, that burn immediately feels better. Immediately. And it makes it all wash away, at least for the time being. But you're right, Benny. They probably did not deserve to win that game last night. A lot of things had to go their way. They did.
How did it happen? Let's find out right now.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Miss any of the Padres' win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
Oh, yes.
It's the
Padres Wrap-Up.
Brought to you by Hamul Casino Resort. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks. It gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort. The player's place.
I want to go fast, but I want to go slow. And I want to go deep.
This pitch is skied to deep left field. Hayward is back. He is at the wall. He leaps up, and he can't make the catch. It's a home run. So last year, it was Schonewell hitting a leadoff homer against Cease. This year, it is Neto, and the Angels take a 1-0 lead. Runners take their leads. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Hayward check swing on a ball down. Squirts away from Ohapi. Throw down to second base. Goes into center field. Cronenworth was at second. He's on his way to third. And Xander will score to tie the game. 1-1. He squares again. Bunts towards third. It's a beauty. Fielded by Moncada. The only play is to first. He throws Maldonado out. A squeeze bunt. And the Padres lead it 2-1. They're ahead for the first time tonight. First pitch swinging. Adell sends one to the gap in left center field. Ranjifo's on his horse heading to third. Merrill picks it up on the warning track. Sends it into Bogart. His relay to the plate is not in time. Bang, bang at the dish. But Ranjifo slid head first. I think Maldonado tagged him on the shoe. And as close as it can get. But Joe Adell has tied the game 2-2 here in the seventh inning. Pitch to him is swung on, hit in the air, deep to left field. Hayward is back of the wall. He turns to watch. It's going to go. Pinch hit, home run for Lugo. His second major league home run, both in the pinch. This one a two-run shot, and all of a sudden it's 4-2 Angels. 1-1 pitch, popped into shallow left center field. Long run, Ward coming in, drops in front of him. Tatis has scored. Manny will be held as the throw comes in, and a one-run game as Gavin Sheets muscled one the other way and dumped it in between Ward and Neto. Here's the pitch. Xander takes in the dirt, kicks away from Ohapi. Machado on his way, the throw and the tag, and he lost the ball. Machado scores, and the game is tied. And Fernando swings, hits it in the air, high and deep to left center field. This one is way back, gonna go! Walk-off home run, Fernando Tatis Jr. A two-run shot against Kenley Jansen. And tonight it's the Padres who come from behind and beat the Angels 6-4.
Putting it all together, man, special player. You know, what a privilege to be with him, have him as a Padre. A lot of stars on display tonight. You know, he's finished it out. Other guys we'll get to, but yeah, Toddy's been, you know, MVP caliber. I mean, it's right there every night.
Mike Schilt on Fernando Tatis Jr., and we will get to more calls of the walk-off home run. Paulie's made the collection around opposing call, Spanish language call. We will get to those. Let's start with another really, really nice outing from Dylan Cease. Gave up a home run on what, second pitch of the game?
Yeah, two pitches.
To Zach Neto. And I almost felt bad. It wasn't a horrible pitch. It was like, hey, I need to throw a strike here just to get into the rhythm of the game. And, you know, threw one in there and Neto just attacked it. A tough up in the zone fastball that's not easy to get on top of, but Zach Neto's a good player.
Good player, man.
He's the Angels' best player.
I like him, but I hate him. I don't like the cut of his jib, but boy, do I tip my hat to him. He is a good player, and if you're an Angels fan, you have a lot to be excited about. He's got that thing. He's got the fearless kind of swagger. I mean, when you get into it with Tarek Skubal, after you take him bridge, he's a fearless kid. I like him a lot, dude. I really do.
All right, so you're down 1-0, but then Cease comes back and strikes out 10 in 6 2/3 innings. Gave up four more hits, but got out of it with a nice double play in the one real dicey situation. Second straight outstanding effort that doesn't turn into a win on his ledger, but a really nice performance by Dylan Cease. Padres would take the lead, as you heard, in the fifth inning. I do want to point out, and Mike Schilt also talked about this in the postgame show, Jake Cronenworth making what you probably don't see in the box score. An infield single stop in the fourth inning that prevented a run from scoring. That was a key play in a game that ends up being close at the end. Jake went all out. No, he had no chance of the out, but just to stop the guy from scoring from second base, keeping that ball close enough was a huge big league play. One day after, of course, Jake made a critical error in the game that ended up in the loss to the Angels on Monday.
Not an error.
The throw.
Oh, the throw
was an error.
I thought you meant
the
dive.
Infield single's fine. You know, that was a tough play. But the error on the throw that led to a run in that game was important. And Jake bounced back with a huge play. Then the fifth inning, Padres just took a couple of runs Jake hit the ball really hard in the fifth, but Bogart's walk, the Ohapi throwing error, and then the Maldonado squeeze. Just, you know, manufacture a couple of runs out of almost thin air in the fifth inning against a team that, you know, lets you have them to take the lead. And you're cruising now. You're up 2-1. Cease walks his last batter. You know, it's a good at-bat at the end. Renjifo, I think.
Great pitch, too. I mean, a pitch that you throw and you go, he's going to swing at that. It was a ball. It was the first thing Dylan asked when they walked out to the mound to take him out after 102 pitches. He goes, was that a ball? And Maldi nodded. I was like, yeah, it's a ball. He's all right. I mean, great pitch. A dream pitch. A guy, Renjifo should be swinging at that 99% of the time. I did see, as we always do, that this one's on Schilt. You can't take him out there. You got to remember, man, the guy just threw 102 pitches. You do remember he came out of his last start with a forearm cramp. Everyone was nervous. Hopefully, you know, it's nothing. I'm absolutely okay there. Either way, I am. I'm okay either way. If he decides I'm going to leave Dylan Cease in and for this one, I'm going to give him one more guy because he just made a really sharp pitch. I'm going to give him, see if he can get out of it. I'm okay.
But you got Estrada ready.
And you got a very light hitting pinch hitter coming up to the plate.
Well,
it was
Adele.
And then you got the light hitting pinch hitter up after that.
And Estrada's been He's been really, really good all season long. And, he, you know, it was really, the idea was just the one batter. Because he had pitched, obviously, on Monday.
Yep.
And Schilt thought this was the time. I've got Estrada, a couple bullets, get him, get this batter. And that's probably it for him in the game. Now, unlike Monday, which was the torturous way to lose a game in the bullpen, where Robert Suarez could not find the strike zone, and it was just agonizingly painful as he kept missing and missing and missing. This was the exact opposite. Two pitches, and it was double homer, and the lead was gone. Yep. It was now 4-2 Angels. Two. That was the first two pitches that, yep, that Jeremiah Estrada threw. One was a fastball, one was a splitter, and they were both hit very hard, and that was it.
Game comes at you real fast sometimes. Yeah. Real, real fast. Mike Wood in the chat says, Estrada's got no movement on his heater. It's a straight arrow. If it's not placed perfectly, it's a meatball. He has to locate that. And actually, the pitch was up. Joe Adele is absolutely hunting fastball right there in that scenario, that situation. Got the pitch he can handle. You know, put a good swing on it. It sucks. And look, man, he has been a little bit. He has been. What is that noise? It sounds like a little kid crying. Did you guys hear that?
I did hear that, yeah.
What was that? Is there a cat in here? Did you hear that, Paul?
Not at the moment.
What? Am I on mushrooms?
No, I heard it too.
You heard it too? Yeah, I heard like, so he's
get out of here, Whiskers.
Look, the whole bullpen's a little shaky right now. Everybody's a little bit leaky. Everybody's a little bit shaky.
It is weird how usually when a unit together is so good for an extended period of time, as the Padres bullpen was, there will be signs of leakage. It'll be, all right, maybe a couple of guys got hurt and now you're relying on other guys that you weren't before. Or maybe, you know, a couple of guys just get into a funk, but there's still a few guys who are pitching well. You rarely see a unit go from, you know, 150 miles an hour, just cruising, all of a sudden just everyone at the same time crashes into a wall with real no explanation. There weren't a bunch of injuries, nothing. There was no concerning signs until this last week when they went from best bullpen in the league to essentially worst bullpen in the league.
Well, I mean, look, I saw our buddy Italian Paul tweeted last night, you can't keep running Morejon, Estrada, Adam, and Suarez out there. I'm like, sure you can.
Yeah, and you can't run Reynolds or
Wandy
or Matsui.
Wandy.
Really, you just have to stop. You have to replace your entire bullpen.
When they hit a skid, you just send them all down and bring up a fresh crop. That's what I'm joking. Yeah. It doesn't exist. These blanket statements that everybody likes to make all the time. Yeah. Send them down.
Italian Paul.
You get after
someone.
It. So the blanket statements of like, hey, you know, you can't keep doing this every night. Well, yeah, man, it's netted you 25 wins or whatever. Like, there is a formula. It's not a thing where teams are like, oh, we know what they're going to do in the fourth quarter. Bro, the best teams of all time, you knew exactly what was coming in the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, or the 7th, 8th, and 9th, or the 8th and 9th. Imagine Trevor Hoffman blows a save, and you're like, well, I'm not throwing him back out there tomorrow. No way. What if he blows two in a row? Oh, no, I can't throw him out there now. Let's try somebody else. No, it doesn't work that way. These are your guys that you've got, and they need to execute. It's plain and simple. Mike Schilt's formula has led to a lot of wins this year, and those guys' execution has led to a ton of wins. They're going to have bad days. They're going to have crap days. They're going to have phenomenal days. It's not going to be like this forever.
Now, Yuki is the only guy who has who has kind of been immune to the struggles this month, and he had his seventh straight scoreless outing in the eighth inning yesterday. But it's not like he hasn't given up some hard liners.
Sure,
I mean,
yeah.
I feel like Yuki's fine.
He's playing with fire, buddy.
I don't see him. You need to move him right to the back of the highest of high leverage situations.
No. I don't see
that
either.
He's not dominating. He's just having a nice little run at the moment. So the Padres are now down 4-2. And again, in the eighth inning, Angels essentially, I mean, kind of gift up a run. You know, the bloop single by Gavin Sheets. Oh,
perfectly played.
It's just lucky.
It
was lucky.
Line driving the books with an RBI.
The Padres managed to get that run there. And then.
How about Manny Machado,
nice,
dude?
That,
oh, my God.
Now, that was a nice bit of baseball.
Well, Manny's.
But he would have been out, too, if Zephyr John had held on to the toss from Ohapi. Now, he had to try to rush it to get the tag down. But had that ball been in his glove,
yeah, he's out.
He got the tag on.
Yep.
Manny would have been out in that situation. But it worked out perfectly for the Padres.
It was a ballsy call. You know, it was a ballsy call. Sanders standing there on deck, though. Does that... Does that say anything?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean,
it's
Manny,
just like I saw.
You saw
Manny, an opportunity.
Mike Schilt is going to coach all of his guys. You see some daylight.
Yeah,
you think you
it.
Got a chance. You go take it. Manny saw the daylight. He was aggressive. You know, he made it a tough play, and they were. The Angels are a team that seems unable to make consistently the plays you need to make win baseball games.
Hence why you send Xander Bogaerts the night before.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, like against this team, we've seen them kick it around a ton. They're a fairly young team. They're still kind of learning their way. The Padres are a veteran team. They're going to push a young team to make mistakes, and they did. And Manny, who's better at that? How great was that AB? I mean, just an incredible, incredible AB.
Fouled off some good pitches.
Fouled off some good pitches.
Get to the walk and then laid off the ones he was supposed to lay off.
Missed that cement mixer. And I don't know that I've ever seen him swing.
He hasn't swung hard that. This year, he's like backed off until that pitch. He was going for it.
I don't think I've seen him swing that hard maybe ever, dude. And he was like, you've got to be kidding me. I missed that.
So Adam comes in the 4-4 game. He was really good last night.
Yep.
Bounced back. Very nice. 1-2-3. So we go to the bottom of the ninth. And we will give you all the rest of the calls of Fernando Tatis Jr.'s walk-off home run right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. So Elias Diaz leads off with a walk against Kenley Jansen in the bottom of the ninth inning. And of course, maybe
the most surprising walk I've ever seen.
Of course, he's sitting out there and you're going, I wish they could pinch run for him. But you can't because they have no other catchers, and you have to at least acknowledge the possibility that there will be a 10th inning if you don't score. So you know it's going to take two more hits probably to score Elias Diaz from first base, unless one of those hits goes over the fence. And Tatis comes up against Kenley Jansen, who, of course, you know, he's faced a few times in his career, so he's seen Kenley before. And
never gotten a hit off him, right?
Is that the case? He had never gotten a hit off of him?
That's what I read, that he never got a hit off him before.
And, you know, had a couple of fouls there. He gets deep in the count, and it's 2-2. And you made this observation on social media. A lot of people noticed it. The swing on the 2-2, the home run pitch, was weird.
I mean, he missed. He 1,000% mistimed his leg lift, his load, everything. And when he got his foot down, they always say get your foot down early. Not that early.
It was
not that early.
Don't do it this way.
Don't do more than that.
Yeah, you got to do more than that. He got his foot, and then you almost see the recognition of, oh God, it hasn't even left his hand. He then recoils. Does the toe tap. I've never seen a guy do a load and a toe. It's one or the other, buddy. You got to pick one. He loads, foot down. He goes, oh, crap. Toe tap, recoil, bam. Dead. Out. Gone.
Let's go through them again. We'll start once again with Jesse Agler and Tony Gwynn Jr. I love the little Tony. Oh,
yeah. Somebody asked in the chat. I missed it. Did Tony give a? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, he did.
And Fernando swing. And Fernando swing.
There was.
No swing. Those swings, hits it in the air, high and deep to left center field. This one is way back, gonna go! Walk-off home run, Fernando Tatis Jr. A two-run shot against Kenley Jansen. And tonight it's the Padres who come from behind and beat the Angels 6-4.
Funny.
That was good, man.
Funny. Fernando didn't look sad to me last
night.
No.
Body language looked good, guys.
Good,
are we, everybody
there.
Okay now? Yeah. Everybody good?
Don Orsillo, of course, great call. But then he and Mudd let the pictures tell the story a little bit as well.
Yeah, it's shorter, yeah.
Yeah, here's what it sounded like on Padres.tv.
In the air to deep left center field. It's back. It is gone. Fernando walks it off. Deep into the center.
Who's better?
And then a couple of minutes of silence as the Padres celebrated at home plate and ran around the bases, which was nice. All right, let's go to the opposing call. We've got, is this Angels
this
radio?
Is, Angels Television.
Angels
actually.
Television.
There's a rocket. This one is over. Tatis stares it down.
Good call.
And the Padres walk it off.
I like that. It's a really good call.
He wasn't in denial.
No. There's
this
a rocket.
One is over.
It's gone. Yeah, this one's over. I love it. It's great.
And then, Paulie, we've got
the Spanish call.
Ah, nice.
Spanish broadcast last night.
El derecho, lanzamiento. La prende Tatis. Y nos va a mandar a casa. Portado. El jardín izquierdo. La destruye. La despide. Tatis le dice adiós y deja entendido los padres en el terreno de juego a los Serafines de Los Ángeles. La victoria para los Padres. 6-4.
That was not Eduardo. Was that
no.
Jorge?
Yeah, I don't
know.
On the
call on the play-by-play for the walk-off home run, but that was not Eduardo Ortega with the call. But
well, you know, he hates to miss that one, man.
Yeah.
He would. Yeah. You take the night off, and you're like, you son of a bitch. Like, I call in Sig Monday. You guys are like, hey, Jason Isbell's coming by to play some songs for us off his new album. Yeah. Like, wait, what?
Want to talk some ball? Hey,
wanna,
play some music
baseball,
for us?
Play some music? you see me in an Uber. Oh, man. Yeah, it was awesome, man. It was awesome. I had to tamp down the celebration because the whole house is asleep. No. But it was, I think I hurt my back, like, doing the, like in the silent scream. It was great. Needed it. Needed it dramatically, drastically. And you had said yesterday on the program, it's weird that people still can't tell our voices apart, because somebody said, you called it, Woodsy. You said we hadn't had a LFGSD moment. I was like, actually, that was Ben. But Ben said yesterday, man, it's just, you know, great wins, a lot of wins. Team's been playing really well. They're really good. Just haven't had that big, you know, come from behind, walk off win at home. And sure enough, he spoke it into existence.
It wasn't necessarily a prediction that it was going to happen last night.
Go San Diego!
It was more of an observation that it's kind of weird that they haven't gotten one
well,
yet.
Well, it's like we jinx stuff, and that was a positive jinx.
All right, we will come back. The Incorporator, Jesse, got to get to Coach Consanguinius. And how he worked it in late in the game yesterday. That is coming up next with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.